The family are another thing again. They deserve more space and time than I have right now. I'm writing this on my lunch hour. But in brief, one boy, Michael, nice, sporty, a little dull, I guess. You'd think he was anyway. He's a business guy. Exactly what business I haven't been able to figure out. And he's huge. He's got 2 inches on you, at least. They're all big in that athletic Caribbean way. He must be 6'5". There's also a very tall and vibrant daughter, Victoria, who I've seen only in glimpses. She's interrailing in Europe. But she's coming back for a while on Friday, I think. Madi's wife, Carlene Kipps, perfect. She's not from Trinidad, though. It's a small island, St. something. But I'm not sure. I didn't properly hear it the first time she mentioned it, and now it's like it's too late to ask. She's always trying to fatten me up. She feeds me constantly. The rest of the family talk about sports and God and politics, and Carlene floats above it all, like a kind of angel. And she's helping me with prayer. She really knows how to pray, and it's very cool to be able to pray without someone in your family coming into the room and A, passing wind, B, shouting, C, analyzing the phony metaphysics of prayer, D, singing loudly, E, laughing. So that's Carlene Kipps. Tell Mom that she bakes. Just tell her that, and then walk away chuckling. Now, listen to this next bit carefully. In the morning, the whole Kipps family have breakfast together and a conversation together, and then get into a car together. Are you taking notes? I know. Not easy to get your head around. I never met a family who wanted to spend so much time with each other. I hope you can see from everything I've written that your feud or whatever it is really a waste of time. It's all on your side anyway. Madi doesn't do feuds. You've never even really met properly. Just a lot of public debates and stupid letters. It's such a waste of energy. Most of the cruelty in the world is just misplaced energy. I've got to go. Work calls. Love to Mom and Levi. Partial love to Zora. And remember, I love you, Dad. And I pray for you, too. Phew. Longest mail ever. Jerome. XXOXXXX. 2. Howard Belzy at fast.wellington.edu. From Jerome Abroad at easymail.com. Date, November 14th. Subject, hello again. Dad, thanks for forwarding me the details about the dissertation. Could you phone the department at Brown and maybe get me an extension? Now I begin to see why Zora is enrolled at Wellington. Lot easier to miss your deadline when Daddy's the teacher. Smiley face. I read your one-liner query, and then like a fool I searched for a further attachment, like, say, a letter? But I guess you're too busy, / mad, / etc. to write. Well, I'm not. How's the book going? Mom said you were having trouble getting going. Have you found a way to prove Rembrandt was no good yet? The Kipps continue to grow on me. On Tuesday, we all went to the theater. The whole clan is home now, and saw a South African dance troupe. And then going back on the tube, we all started to hum one of the tunes from the show, and this became full-blown singing, with Carlene leading. She's got a really terrific voice. And even Monty joining in too, because he's not really the self-hating psychotic you want me to tell you he is. It was really kind of lovely. The singing and the train coming above ground, and then walking through the wet back to this lovely house, and a curried chicken, home-cooked meal. But I can see your face as I type this, so I'll stop. Other news. Monty has honed in on the great Belzy lack, logic. He's trying to teach me chess, and today was the first time in a week when I was not beaten in under 6 moves, though I was still beaten, of course. All the Kipps think I'm muddle-headed and poetic. I don't know what they would say if they knew that among Belzies, I'm practically Wittgenstein. I think I amuse them, though, and Carlene likes to have me around the kitchen